This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-0, hit high and deep to right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone into the Rangers' bullpen. Opposite field home run for Wyatt Langford. It's his seventh of the season. It's the first hit for Texas tonight, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
Bang, bang, he's killing it. Time now for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. It is his second season, already doing big things. He hit for the cycle. He won Player of the Month twice, and yesterday he did break up that no-hitter with the game-winning home run. Wyatt Langford joining us now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys, you guys got me?
Yeah, we got you. Got you loud and clear. How you feeling?
Awesome. I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Man, we're doing good. Yeah, I mean, it's been a really fun week here in DFW sports, and you just put a charge into it last night. How you feeling up there with seven home runs in this second season? Things going pretty good?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. The team's playing really well right now. I feel like we're all having fun out there, and we're going to go on a good stretch here.
What's your favorite place to hit in the lineup?
I don't really care. Anywhere.
Not at all?
As long as I'm in it.
Man, is there extra pressure like hitting at the top or hitting cleanup or anything like that? Do you feel any of that?
No, not at all.
So
no, just go up there and do your thing.
Right on, man. Wyatt Langford here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Now, I do got to let you know, all year long, whoever has joined this show goes on to even greater things, so I don't know how it can get any better, but enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
We got Wyatt Langford bobblehead stuff going down at the Globe. How cool is that? Are you going to get you one?
Yeah, it's super cool. I got a box of about 30 of them.
Oh my gosh, 30.
Yeah, I got a bunch of family and stuff that are been asking me for them. So
yeah, that's a stocking stuffer right there. You just got Christmas list
absolutely
checked off.
Is that the thing you look for, like as a kid, and you dream of being a big league player? Is the bobblehead the one that you think like, man, that'd be the coolest thing? I know I've made it once I have my own bobblehead.
No, I don't think that's the end goal.
Is it you've obviously seen it? Did they do your physique justice? Because you're as physically impressive as any baseball player I've ever seen. I just wanted to make sure that they got the traps and the delts and everything dialed.
You know, I didn't pay too much attention to it. I haven't got a close look yet.
Did you somehow get bigger and stronger this offseason? Is that what you did, Wyatt?
I got a little bigger. I don't know if I got stronger, but
it's a little bigger.
I'm in a good spot.
Are you using a torpedo bat?
I am not. I have not tried one either.
Are you not fascinated by the idea of it?
I mean, I think it's a good idea, I guess. It's just not for me.
What's the limit on how big and strong you can get? Like, is it out there? Do you have a number? Like, I'm not going to be able to get this strong because it could impact my swing.
I don't think there's a limit. I mean, there's only so much you can do during the season as far as strengthening wise. So you only have a small time frame during the off season to kind of build that strength. And like now during the season, it's more of like a try and maintain everything.
Your protein intake must just be through the roof.
It's pretty high. It's pretty high.
What's the pregame meal look like?
I mean, I don't eat a lot pregame, like right before the game. I usually snack on some little stuff. Usually my big meal is like my lunch. If we have a 7 o'clock game, like 1 o'clock, I had a pretty big lunch.
Hey, Wyatt, is, you know, defensively, is having to play with different center fielders challenging, or is it just something that you accept? I mean, you're out there, you're playing your position, but is it challenging having different center fielders next to you?
No, it doesn't really make a difference. You know, most of the time, we're playing at places where it's hard to hear as it is. So sure. Communication's kind of nonverbal anyways. But I mean, Leody was really good out there and Evan's just as good. So it's fun when you have someone that's good beside you.
Yeah.
How do you like playing center?
I enjoy it. I like being able to run after the ball a little more, but I don't really have a preference.
What'd you think about the roof being open? It's probably the last time we're going to get that thing open for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I love it for night games. I think it's amazing. Especially when the weather was as good as it was yesterday.
Wyatt Langford with us here. Sorry about that, Wyatt.
No, you're good.
What's the Brett Boone experience been like for you?
It's been good. He seems like a really good guy. You know, it's been good getting to know him and kind of hear his perspective on things. Obviously, he was a really good player himself, so being able to kind of learn some of just the little things he has to say about this game, it's definitely a different perspective.
So, obviously, the bobblehead's not the end goal. That's clearly a championship.
He wants to be a champion.
Yeah, and I get it, man. That's what we're wanting, too. What about card collecting? I know Josh Young's into that. Are you big into card collecting, or do you have any hobbies outside of baseball?
Card collecting is not one of them. I mean, I have one or two of my own cards that have been, like, given.
I got you being
good cards.
I got you being a dumbbell collector.
A dumbbell collector. I definitely have some.
Do you lift in the garage? You got a setup at the house?
Heavy back squats?
I do. I have a home gym at my house in Florida.
At what point today did you find out you were going to do this interview?
I think I found out last night.
Does it suck when you get the, like, hey, you got to do this,
like,
interview?
Damn it,
like,
I hit that home run and
this
now I got to go.
This ruins my entire pregame routine.
It doesn't suck, but yeah, I had to switch around the times a little bit whenever Rich.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just asking to do it a little later.
So what's it like? So take us through for Ranger fans that aren't sure of, okay, what's the day-to-day when you get to the clubhouse? What exactly are you doing to get ready for the game at 7?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on how your body's feeling. You know, obviously if you're feeling bad, you're going to do a little more on the treatment stuff and all that. But there's a lot of sitting around, hanging out with the guys. I really like playing ping pong in the clubhouse. So that's when we're at home, I do a lot of that to warm up for the game.
Who's the best ping pong player around there?
Marcus is really good. I can't beat him.
Leave it to a middle infielder, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Wyatt with your hand eye? Is that something you feel like that your ping pong that helps you with the little hand eye?
I mean, I wouldn't say it helps, but it's definitely fun.
Sure.
I heard Dak was the best on the Cowboys. It's a pretty competitive thing over there. Do you think we could get Simeon to take on Dak? And would you cheer for Simeon in that situation?
Yeah, I'd definitely cheer for him. Marcus would love that, I'm sure.
That'd be epic. You know, each team could crown a champ. We've had a heck of a sports week here in North Texas. I mean, the Cowboys get George Pickens. The Stars are up in the playoffs. The Mavs, I don't know if you saw it last night if you're a big basketball guy, but the Mavs get Cooper Flagg. They won the draft lottery. Do you care about these other sports stories? How much is this stuff on your radar?
Yeah, no. Everyone in the clubhouse is pretty pumped about the Mavs getting that pick last night, especially with it being whatever the odds were, like less than 2%, I think.
Yeah.
no, I've kind of adopted the DFW sports area. Right on. Teams in the area.
Now, what else did you play growing up? I bet the football team was trying to get you on the team, and I bet you could dunk pretty good. The basketball team might have wanted you. What else were you playing?
I played football and basketball as well as baseball. Played football up until my junior year, and then I picked up basketball my junior and senior year.
Now, how far did you take? Were you interested like in pursuing those, or was it clear baseball was going to be your thing after high school?
When I was growing up, I wanted to play football. That's what I wanted to do. And then around middle school, it kind of flipped towards baseball.
Where you just took off and I have to imagine like you with the football in your hands had to be pretty dang dangerous though, right? Were you a running back or were you what'd you play?
Yeah, I was a linebacker and running back. We ran the wing tee, so I was like a fullback slash running back.
I could picture you with the neck roll as a linebacker, just thumping the hell out of people.
That's what everyone says, yeah.
So speaking of that, Wyatt, I don't know if you heard, but we came up with the nickname Wyatt Bangford, a.k.a. Bang Bang. And when you hit a home run, we like to holler out Bang Bang on the show. It's kind of a... it's kind of a fun one. What do you think of the nickname?
I'll take it. Right, definitely not the worst one I've heard.
Okay. All right. That's not shooting it down. I'll take that as a win. It's kind of a play off of did you watch the Flintstones ever, that cartoon, or is that too far back for you?
I mean, I have seen it, but I can't say I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the neighbor kid's name Bam Bam in that.
Nah.
And he's okay. he like doesn't know his own strength, and he's like picking up the neighbor guy and stuff as a baby. It's a pretty good bit. It's an honorable nickname for sure.
Well, thank you.
You got it. Well, Wyatt, best of luck to you here in this second season. We like to say, give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, guys. Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. There he goes, Wyatt Langford here with you in the GBAC Nation, brought to you by Globe Life Field. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. What's so funny over there, Brian?
What's so funny?
There was a better chance of the Mavericks getting the first overall pick than knowing what the Flintstones were.
Yeah, when I brought that up, I was like, man.
You just went with it.
The last episode of the Flintstones was probably produced in the 80s. The dude was born 20 years later.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, the good news is that was a hell of a home run last night, wasn't it?
It was a hell of a home run.
My man is a player.
Yes.
I think we crushed that, boys.
I cut him off like 9 times. Yeah. That was a brutal performance by me.
Me too, man.
What a play by me.
the post World Series hangover, I don't think you'd recover from that if it's not for Langford, to be honest with you. Langford's breathing new life into this, I hope, what's still a championship window.
Did the rhythm give you trouble of the cadence?
There was some stopping and starting.
That's a look in the mirror moment for me.
You need to be better.
I absolutely have to clean that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's on you.
It is, Chief. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, poor guy's getting interrupted every time.
Exactly. In case you're still listening.
Exactly. Yeah. I channeled my inner Broadus.
You're messing up his Riz, bro. That's the Riz God right there. You saw Rizzy in here. He was like, damn. Dude, so it's saucy.
Yeah. So Rizzy in here.
I'm captivated. I'm hanging on his every word.
Every word.
Well, the good news is Miro Haskin is back, baby. Woo! Yes, Miro is back. Miro, and Tim McMahon is reporting.
Miro.
The Mavs are going to pick Cooper Flagg. They're not going to D around with this decision. They're going to take Flagg. That's the word from Tim McMahon, who spoke with Patrick Dumont. We'll go to our other favorite Mavs, Tim. You have Tim Cato set to join you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.